Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. says Russia and China are shielding North Korea at the United Nations, and that has meant more missile tests and threats from Pyongyang. Russia and China argue otherwise, as NPR's Michelle Kelman explained.
As Security Council diplomats met to discuss North Korean missile tests, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield expressed frustration that, in her words, North Korea has enjoyed blanket protection from two council members.
These two members have gone out of their way to justify the DPRK's repeated provocations and block every attempt to update the sanctions regime.
Russia's ambassador says North Korea needs an incentive, but points out that on the menu of options, the U.S. always chooses sanctions, which Russia calls a dead end. China's ambassador complained about recent U.S. military exercises. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, there are reports from South Korea's military that two more short-range ballistic missiles were launched by North Korea a short time ago. Florida's home insurance market was already on shaky ground, and Hurricane Ian has exacerbated that situation. Early estimates are that wind and water damage from the storm could reach $28 to $47 billion. That would make it the costliest storm in the state since Andrew made landfall in 1992. Devastation comes at a time the state's home insurance market has already been dealing with billions in losses. The fast-moving legal drama over the future ownership of Twitter is on pause while the social media giant contemplates Elon Musk's offer to buy it. NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon explains what happens next after the billionaire's apparent change of heart.
As of now, the trial is still scheduled to begin in less than 2 weeks. Before any deal can close, Twitter has to agree to drop its lawsuit against Elon Musk. Twitter can also add conditions to the merger and ask the Delaware court to enforce it. And Musk will have to make sure his financing for the $44 billion deal still stands. Musk is scheduled for deposition questioning Thursday in Austin, Texas. Newly filed court documents explain why he canceled his previous deposition. He says he was worried about being exposed to COVID. In the past couple years, he defied public health officials and reopened the Tesla factory in California despite lockdown orders. Raquel Maria Dillon, NPR News, San Francisco.
According to the World Trade Organization, global trade volumes will grow next year, but at a lower than expected level due to higher energy prices, rising interest rates, and concerns about Chinese manufacturing output. Geneva-based trade body saying today trade volumes next year are set to grow by just 1%. Stocks on Wall Street largely treading water today. The Dow was down 42 points. The Nasdaq closed down 27 points. You're listening to NPR. The family of the cinematographer shot and killed on set when actor Alec Baldwin discharged a prop gun that mistakenly had live ammunition has reached a settlement in a wrongful death lawsuit over the incident. Matthew Hutchins, the husband of slain cinematographer Helena Hutchins, in a statement today, he announced an agreement was reached that will allow filming to resume on the movie Rust starting in January. New Mexico regulators say the production company, meanwhile, has failed to pay a fine for safety violations and is scheduled a hearing for April. As part of the agreement, Matthew Hutchins will become an executive producer on the film. Uganda's president is apologizing over recent tweets made by his son about invading neighboring Kenya. Michael Kalauki reports the post sparked outrage and concerns among Kenyans.
The apology from President Yoweri Museveni is the latest move taken by the president to counter tweets from his son, Muhoozi Kainerugaba. The man considered the Ugandan president's heir apparent had posted, among other things, that it would take 2 weeks for the Ugandan army to capture the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Following the tweets, President Museveni removed his son as commander of the country's land forces. In his apology, President Museveni said about his son's comments that it was incorrect for public officials to comment or interfere in the internal affairs of other countries. Kainerugaba, who is known for being outspoken on social media, reportedly said the tweets were a joke. For NPR News, I'm Michael Kaloki in Nairobi.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. Oil up $1.24 a barrel to settle at $87.76 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.